Thank the Almighty God for how far He has been keeping us. Brethren, it is not an easy journey, physically speaking. At all. It's not an easy road. But because His grace and mercy is available unto us, that is why we are able to stand until now. And because you are still standing, put your hands together for yourself. Put your hands together for yourself. Is there any casualty? Is there any casualty? No casualty. They cease. The Lord who has begun with you will sustain you to the very end in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we are here for empowerment. That is why we are gathered. And I really want to bless the name of the Lord for the life of our overseer who has arranged strategically a program like this at the very beginning of a year. Brethren, at the very beginning of a year like this, the best thing that can happen to you is to be empowered, because you are going on a journey of 12 months. And in this journey, there are so many dangers. There are so many temptations. There are so many powers waiting for you to make sure you do not go get to your end. But being empowered, armed, those challenges, temptations, trials that you will face along the journey will not mean anything. So for God to have placed it in the heart of our overseer to place a program to empower us strategically at the beginning of the year, all we can just say is to appreciate God for His life. That the Almighty God will continue to bless him and keep him for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, this evening, I am not here to come and teach mysteries. I'm not here to come and teach mysteries. The purpose why I came is that somebody will be empowered. And if I come here and begin to minister the fire unto you, and you receive it, and you don't know what to do to sustain the fire, all my effort of coming here to release fire upon you is a waste. I look at the past year, 2024, when we were about to cross over. I was at the altar. I was telling one of my beloved brothers, Brother Kingsley Kani, I was telling him, when I look at 2024, how eventful it has been for me. How I have invested the year positively in my life. All I could say was, Father, I thank you. Was I the one, humanly speaking, that was able to do this? I look at it, no. There was something supernatural that was pushing me. And the only thing I can push it to was because I passed through the empowerment program of 2024. Immediately after, even it was during the empowerment program, it was going on, that I faced a program in Maximum Kri-Kri prison. Immediately we came out of the empowerment program, I faced that program February, but for one reason or the other, that program was aired in March. And that program, about 27 souls were baptized on that day. We have 5 prisons in Lagos. At least out of the 5 prisons, 3 of those prisons we had powerful programs. Powerful programs in this program, and all of them, I was actively involved. All the crusade, the mini crusade that the evangelical team were organized, I was actively involved. The personal program that we organized with my team as the house fellowship leaders, actively involved. I still remember December, the second Saturday of December. Please pay attention. It's from what I'm saying that the little thing I want to share with you, that when you catch it I'm telling you, your life will never remain the same. Just pay attention. It is from this, when I look at how 2024 has been for me, that I brought little thing I want to share with you this hour. And I know the Lord will use it to ignite a fire in your life that no power will be able to quench in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the second Saturday, we close here from the VG. That was every second Saturday is a visitation in Maximum Creek Prison. From the VG, by 8, I went there. It's as I was there, a brother who just got an accommodation, he has told me I should come to come and consecrate that building, the house for him. From the house, as I finished consecrating that house, a brother in another hospital who was critically ill, I rushed down to that place to go and pray for him. I got back home very tired. I only had 2 hours of sleep before I began to write a report that needed to be submitted Sunday morning. I slept around 11. And I look at throughout 2024, that was how, almost on daily basis, the life was. And throughout the year, there was no record of any sickness. There was no record of any sickness. I was, if you don't see me in prison, you will see me on the street, you will see me in, as at 29th of December, I was in the market, preaching to people. In a bus, I look at 2024 and say, this thing that I explained this year, 2024, I don't think it was by my strength. And when I look, I saw that I began the year with an empowerment program that sponsored a kind of power that was powering me throughout the year. That was power. A brother invited me to throughout the year. During the year, he invited me to his house when he gave birth. As I went there to greet them, as I was coming back, we boarded the vehicle. And immediately we sat down. I began to preach. And he saw the fire. And when we got there, I said, brother, this kind of fire I'm seeing around you. He said it was when he newly gave his life to Christ that he experienced it. And I said, brother, that fire, if you desire it, it will come back again. Fire everywhere. Now, I realized that everything I was doing, there was something supernatural powering me to do it. And that is why I have come this evening to share with us empowerment by fire. Somebody shout fire. Empowerment by fire. How you contact the fire, how you sustain the fire, because there are so many fire extinguishers around you that if you don't know how to sustain the fire, you will pass through an empowerment program. There will be nothing to show, but it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I said the same fire, even much more, that I contacted in 2024 empowerment program that powered me throughout 2024. I look back, I saw victories. I saw successes. I saw strength. I saw a whole lot of positive things that I could only trace to the supernatural fire of God all around. And that was why when this 2025 empowerment was coming, you know what I did? We were told that it should start on the 2nd. Because I know the impact of the previous, you know what I did? I started my own on the 1st. Because I want to have the double of what I received in 2024 in this year. I am sharing this for anyone here seated or connected. In case you have been taking this program with levity, that you are not taking it seriously. Probably you are doing one day on, you fast today, and tomorrow you don't fast. So that you can know the great damage you are doing to yourself. Because if you fully participate and you are able to contact the fire through this program, I'm telling you, every aspect of your life, is it spiritually, is it maritally, is it in your finance, will experience a change. And tonight, you will encounter that fire. I said you will encounter that fire. Brethren, the God that we serve, when he created man, he knew that for man to be able to fulfill the purpose that he created him for in his power. We are here for what? Empowerment. What is empowerment? Empower is the process of getting power. And what is power? Ability to do. What is power? Ability to do work. There is no need of power if there is nothing to do. God knew, if you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, and after he blessed them, you should be fruitful, replenish, have dominion. He gave them power to be able to fulfill the assignment. And God knew one of the powers, the ways he empowered the man to be able to fulfill that assignment is he put the man in his presence. He put the man where? In his presence. Because as long as the man remained connected in his presence, in fellowship with him, there is a power that is being in fellowship with him in his presence, sponsors, provokes upon that man, that helps the man to fulfill his purpose. But the devil knows that this man, if he's able to fulfill his destiny, he's already defeated. And devil knows what he will do to get the man out of the presence of God. And he knows once he's able to get the man out of the presence of God, out of his fellowship, the power will be what? Will be lost. Genesis chapter 3 verse 23. After he has pushed the man into rebellion to go against the law, the statutes of God, see what happened. Said, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is the presence of God. He was having fellowship with him. And as a result of the fellowship he was having with him, there is a kind of power that is enjoying that will sustain him to fulfill his mandate. Praise the Lord. The devil knows if this man remains in fellowship with him, he will fulfill his purpose and it won't be relevant. So what did he do? He tempted the man and he fell. And when he went in rebellion against God, he was what? Cast off. And as a result of that, he lost that power. He lost what? That power. The ability to fulfill purpose. That was what Satan did. But we are not hopeless. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not hopeless. We are not what? Hopeless. Satan would kick us out so that we will not be able to fulfill purpose. What did Jesus Christ do? What did Jesus? He came to restore. He came to restore us to fellowship. Am I speaking to somebody? He came to restore us to fellowship. As long as you are in his presence, you are in fellowship, there is a power you derive from him that helps you to fulfill purpose. Is that not what Jesus Christ means? In Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, what does he say? Say, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it is God tabernacle in you, the presence of God. And that will sponsor, that will naturally bring power for you to do his will, to fulfill the purpose for which you are created or ordained for. Praise the Lord. The presence of God, severally in the Bible, is seen or is manifest by fire. When you see the presence of God, one of the noticeable things you see is fire, severally in the Bible. Let's read Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. It's a popular scripture. Then, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, the Lord has caught his attention here now. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, yeah. The Lord appeared to him in what? In what? A burning fire. The presence of God in that area was accompanied by what? By fire. So severally, when you see God, anywhere you see God, you see what? Fire around. Even in Mount Sinai, Exodus 19, verse 17. On Mount Sinai, how did God appear unto them? Exodus chapter 19, verse 17. How did God appear to them? You see, by storm. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at neither part of the mount. Verse 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in what? In what? How did the appearance of God, how was he seen there? By fire. Severally, when you see the presence of God in any area, you see fire. And just like I quoted before, or I mentioned during the worship, the Israelites, when they were leaving, please follow me, when they were leaving Egypt, the presence of God around them was seen in what? Was seen in what? The pillar of fire. The pillar of cloud by the day, cloud by the day, and the pillar of fire by the night. And as they were going, that pillar of fire around them signified what? The presence of God. How many? We've seen three now. Also, on the tabernacle, Exodus 40, verse 38. Oh, I did not quote the scripture for the pillar of fire led the Israelites. If you're writing, it's Exodus chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. The pillar of fire led the Israelites. Exodus chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. The Lord manifested his presence in the pillar of fire by night. And the pillar of fire followed them all through. So, number four, the presence of God that is manifest in fire. On the tabernacle, Exodus 40, verse 38. Let's take down. And for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. The presence of God was, as long as that fire was on that tabernacle, the presence of God was there. Now, all these were in what? In the Old Testament. Now, how did God also in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ has told them, as I quoted earlier, Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 8, he told them, ye shall what? Receive power after the war, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, how did the fire come? Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. When it is time for them now to receive that power, how did it manifest? Acts 2. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of what? As of fire. And it sat upon each of them. It sat upon them. So, the Holy Ghost that Jesus Christ told them that they will receive. How did his presence come? By what? The fire. Brethren, tonight, why I came is the fire that you will need to have a successful walk with God throughout 2025 and beyond is for you to contact that fire. That is why I came. And not only that, after you have received this fire, how to sustain it so that this fire is not quenched. And tonight, if you are connected, and tonight, if your eyes are open to receive, you will catch that fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, in this journey unto glory, without the fire of God on your life, which is made possible by his presence in your life and your constant fellowship with him. But when you are in the presence of God, you are having constant fellowship with him, what happens? There is kind of power that provokes into your life or sponsor into your life. And most time, this power in your life is seen in the fire of God around you. When Moses went to meet the Lord on the mountain for 40 days, when he was in his presence, by the time he came back, was he remain the same? There is a kind of power that has been transmitted from the presence of God into him. So much so that even the Israelites, what did they tell him? Maybe somebody needs to read it. Exodus 34:29. Somebody will encounter a kind of fire in this program. That fire will make you to affect your generation positively in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at it when he was coming down. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses with not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Verse 13. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. After this program, the witches and wizards, the powers, the principality that have been terrorizing your life, they will be afraid of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you are going to encounter fire in this program, and that fire, what has been an impossibility in your life, the height you think you cannot achieve in your spiritual journey, or maybe in your marital life or finances, you will surpass that height in the name of Jesus Christ. As I came to release a fire, much more than what I experienced last year, the fire that we defy every form of sicknesses. The fire that will be upon you that will not know any form of weakness. No matter how you have expelled your energy or dispensed your energy, something in your life will continue to push you to continue to go for extraordinary. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, the truth must be told that in this journey, if you have no fire, you are going nowhere. If you have no fire, you are going nowhere. Now, if you have contacted fire by you being in the presence of God, having fellowship with him. Because a lot of people mistook fire, the fire of God that powers them for maybe operating gifts. When they can see vision, or they can pray very well, or they can fast, they think that is the fire of God. Child of God. When you have encountered the fire of God, the first thing that, one of the things that everybody around you will see is that you will be very dogged, very fervent, and very committed to share your faith. If it is the fire of God that you have encountered anywhere you find yourself, you will be very, very what? Very committed, fervent, dedicated. Anywhere around you, you will be talking about the faith that you practice. That is one thing that is one of the indicators. Things to check. Is this person on fire? Once you are able to see this, truly, that wherever you find him, all what he is doing is about talking about the kingdom. preaching to people or telling people about how to come into the kingdom. His best moment is to be talking about the kingdom of God. To be doing things that will bring the progress of the kingdom. So that is the number one thing. Well, you need to know this. To know, oh, did that really catch fire? Because if this fire is not in place, most of these things will become very difficult for you. I was coming back from one of the visitations one day, and one of our beloved sisters there was telling me, most time it will be in the box, and the Holy Ghost will be telling, stand up, talk about me, preach now. And he will be there, and he will just be contemplating, how will I start? Will they not look at me? And that was his experience, because, do you know why? There was no fire. If you are on fire, it is just automatic. Anywhere in your office, in your marketplace, on the street, wherever you find yourself, the best moment of your life is that you want to share your faith, the goodness of Jesus with somebody. Tonight, the fire to always be committed and fervent in talking about Jesus, you will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the number one indicator. Number one indicator that you know truly somebody is on fire for the Lord. And you can see it in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 20. They were persecuting them. Acts of Apostles, look at it. This is after the lives of Peter, the apostle, they have been threatened not to speak in his name. They told them not to ever mention it. They were trying to stop them from preaching. But look at somebody on fire. This will be your testimony after this encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at the response. He said, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They threatened them, we kill you. If you kill us, does it count? They were passionate, fervent, talking about their faith. Praise the Lord. Another thing you will see, if truly the fire you are going to catch from here is a true fire from the Lord, is that you will be actively seeking God's presence. Actively, you will be seeking what? God's presence. Your best moment is to be in His presence. This one, if somebody is preaching to you to come to His presence, it is like fire is burning you. It is like what? Fire is burning you. What did David say in Psalm 122 verse 1? Psalm 122 verse 1. He said, I am what? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Even in verse Psalm 42, look at the people that have actually caught fire from the Lord. Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. Your best moment. Say, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That will be your experience. They are talking about VG, it will be your best moment. They are talking about a camp meeting, that will be your joy. Anything, any spiritual thing will be your delight. That means on fire. And throughout, let's say throughout the year 2024, I doubt whether I miss any Friday VG. Even anointing service, whether I am not here in my office, I am connected. Because there was a fire that I contacted through that program that was powering me. This evening, you will encounter greater fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Remaining in His presence, having fellowship with Him, provokes fire into you that keeps you to do most of the things ordinarily you would have found difficult to do. And when you are on fire, number one, I have said, passionate and fervent, dedicated to sharing your faith. Now, you are seeking God's presence. I have quoted for you, even John 2:17. It's the same fire that is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. John 2, verse 17. And His disciples remember that it was written. This is after Jesus Christ has gone to the temple. And He drove people that were doing merchandise, they were selling in the temple. And when they saw his action, they were like, what kind of zeal is this? What kind of fire is this? And his disciples remembered that it was written. I think they were quoting Psalm 69. And his disciples remember that it was written, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. You cannot be at rest anywhere but when there is a fellowship. It is not you doing it. There is what? A fire. It is not you. Wherever you are, your mind. In fact, it is on Thursday you press your clothes for Sunday or Wednesday. You do everything. That is your number one. It is not. This thing I'm saying, discipline cannot do it. But there is a kind of fire that gives you hunger, thirst for his presence. That fire and hunger, that fire, you will receive it this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Fervent, desperately dedicated in sharing your faith, it will be seen. Everyone, anyone. After that, you are always desiring to be in his presence. That's another thing you will know. Another indicator that you know that you are on fire. There will be a strong desire to live righteously. Your desire, you will not want to have yourself defiled in any way. Whether through conversation, anywhere they are talking about anything that will defile, you won't know what will make you to run away from it. Anything that want to, like we are talking about unforgiveness, malice, backbiting. This thing happens to a man that is not on fire. When you are on fire, brethren, this kind of thing, it can happen. I could remember one of our brothers that was having misunderstanding with my wife, and I saw afar. This means that the misunderstanding, if I did not quickly wake in, it might lead to malice. I quickly called the brother when I was going for communion, and I was about to pray. The Lord minister said, make sure you reconcile them. And I called him and said, brother, we are brethren. If there is anything he has done, I am on my knees begging you, let go. And the brother was shocked that if I could, I wasn't the one that offended him. But I knew the two of them, they were not trying to toll the path of reconciliation. I had to come in between them and we settled it. And today they are relating fine. That is when you are on fire, all this malice, gossip, you won't want to, because the fire upon you is too much for you to entertain that. A brother was shocked. It was when I was going about carrying out my duties. He was misunderstanding, misinterpreting my actions. And he was trying to make it. And when I agreed, the way he was turning me down. And we are brethren, we are taking communion. I quickly went to him. I said, brother, this is my intention. I did not mean to offend you. Sorry, if there is any way. And today, we are relating fine. But this thing is not by my own. Naturally, I was like, what is it? But there is a fire. The fire that will not give room for gossip, malice, unforgiveness in your life, you will receive it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to appear holy. You want to appear holy. You have this strong, it's the same thing that Joseph had. Genesis 39 is the scripture that we all know. When Potiphar's wife threw himself at him, you know his comment, his statement. He said, how can I do this thing and sin against my God? The same thing with Daniel 1:8. He said, I have proposed in my heart that I will not defile. That is somebody on fire. But most of this thing, because you are doing, if you try to do this thing, by that is why you see many people pass through empowerment program. But because they did not know how to keep it, most of the things they were doing before the empowerment, they still went back to it. And it's as if empowerment program was a waste. But today or tonight, you are going to understand the secret of keeping your fire, and your life will not remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, what did I say? A strong desire to live righteously. A strong desire to live righteously. That will be, it is not you doing it. You just have it. You don't want anything that will spoil your relationship with God. But the issue of fornication, you can't even come Because the fire on you cannot even, because every day you are busy. Busy doing things that will promote the kingdom. Where will the thought of fornication or masturbation and all these uncleanness, where will it come from? When the fire is on you. Number three, I've quoted. Number one, boldness in proclaiming the gospel. That is what happened. If you read Acts of Apostles chapter 4 verse 31, you see how Peter, even when they told them they are going to kill them, they will say, who should we? Who should we obey? You or God? They were, your life will not even count anything for you. All you are busy doing is how to please God. You will have boldness. And one of the things that gives you boldness is that your righteousness. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1 says, he said, what does he say? But the scripture that said the bold, the righteous, they are as bold as lion. Because, say, the wicked flee where no one pursues. But the righteous are what? As bold as because you have a strong desire to please God, to live a righteous life, then there will be serious boldness. And finally, what are the indicators? What is the next thing you see? Your life. Your life will be transformed. People will see your life, they will know. Truly, this one is a changed person. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 will be clearly seen in you. Somebody is on fire and is still living its way. I mean, it is not possible. There will be a transformation. There will be a transformation in your life that people will know. This one has encountered the power of God. And it will show in your lifetime. I gave you 5 indicators that you will, because you are going to counter fire. And if these things I shared, you did not see it, it means you didn't counter fire. But I am certain and I'm persuaded that you are going to experience this thing after contacting that fire this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. You need the fire so much. You need the fire. You can't have a successful walk with God without having fire. It is a power. You experience this fire by the power of God that He has released into your life by remaining in His presence. So, for you to always remain in His presence so that you can continually receive that power that will now engender fire in you, we are admonished. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. What does it say? And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be what? It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and it shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. What is the admonition here? That the fire must not be put out. You are the priest of God. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are the priest. Now, the fire must not be put out. But there are things around us after passing through empowerment program that kills fire. So you must be able to know how to war against them, to avoid them, so that your fire is not quenched. Because if your fire is quenched, there will be no success. There will be no victory. You can't have a successful walk with God. Your fire must be burning. What? So many things to choke the fire and kill it. Many people have received the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost is present, but there is nothing to show. None of these 5 things I share is sin. Why? Because they did not remain in fellowship with the Holy Ghost so that the continuous power will be flowing through them and they'll be able to fulfill their destiny. What are the things? The cares of this world can kill that fire. The love of the world can kill that fire. The deceitfulness of riches can kill that fire. In fact, we are in the age of social media. By the time you spend so much of your time watching Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, all those things, the fire that you have received from it, we die. And you are money. The fire must not be what? Be put out. Because when the fire is put out, brother, sister, you are finished. You are what? Finished. Now, what do you need to do to sustain the fire? That is why I say I came. So that I know it is a must that every one of us connected online or here, you will encounter fire. But what do you need to do to sustain this fire? That is why I came. Because throughout this year, 2025, you will be on fire so much. Hope you know that Ashere will increase the more. Hope you know. Ashere will increase the more. But when Ashere increase the more, the fire in you will melt it. I was with the minister. I was with a minister on Friday night when a woman was giving testimony about Ashere. And I sat down. I said today, up to this moment, it still wonders me that a Christian is still being affected with Ashere. That I don't believe that a Christian on fire should suffer Ashere. Because my Bible tells me in Luke 10:19. What does it say? We shall what? March upon Ashere. Did he say we arm us? Brethren, that is why you need to take what I'm sharing very seriously. To encounter fire, you are going to march many Ashere this year. And by the fire you are going to encounter, it will not harm you. I am not just saying what I don't know. I don't know many of us. We know Sister Queen now in the choir. The mother, you know, is an intercessor. Yes, you know, and she sees. He came to my fellowship. We were dancing. And just, Brother Sam, see poison in your leg. I said, where is it? Where is the poison? He said, you might poison. I said, even though they put it, it can't harm me. The fire in me is too much. So that is why I was telling the minister, I said, I can't march Ashere and Ashere will get it to me. Because the fire is too much. And he was arguing with me. And as God will vindicate me, the following Sunday, that was the Sunday before our Holy Ghost baptism, and the daddy mentioned it at the altar, that Ashere is not supposed to catch a Christian. And me, I look at the minister, me, his face and my face jam. And he was, except you are doing a religious thing, if it is this Christianity, this faith that you are following, and you receive it with the whole of your heart, brethren, Ashere should not catch you. When Prophet Benjamin was giving that testimony that they gave him poison in his food, and as he was about to eat the food, he saw a kind of sensation, and because of that, he didn't eat. I was like, for somebody like me, that my prophetic gift has not reached that level. I said, I will eat vitamin C. I will eat it and I will be dancing. The person that put it there will come, and by the time I'm dancing, he will come and meet me. They will be wondering. Because why? The fire in me will melt it. See, enough of religious activity without knowing what we have. If we take this thing, what we are following seriously, the fire that you are going to, how you need to sustain it, the only secret which I have discovered to sustain your fire is you yourself remaining a sacrifice. Please take it. I searched the scripture. The only thing that you need to sustain your fire is you yourself, you become a sacrifice. That is the summary of what Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is telling us. Romans chapter, if you become, I search through the scripture, anywhere, okay, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is sacrifice? An offering unto God. If you yourself can offer yourself, your totality of yourself, is it time? Is it time? Is it resources? Everything about you, you offered it as a sacrifice. I'm telling you, from now, this January to December, you will remain on fire. Because I search in the scripture, anywhere that the correct sacrifice were offered correctly, what happened? Fire fell. When you offer your sacrifice in a place where God has asked you to put it there, we hear, brother assembly, you know, it's not about a man's, It's not a man's church. This church is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know. This is a correct place to offer sacrifice. If you offer a sacrifice in the right place like this, you offer yourself totally for God. If you read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1, immediately Solomon finished offering the sacrifice. What happened? Fire fell. Another one. Leviticus 9:24. Immediately Moses and Aaron finished offering the sacrifice. That's the last verse. What happened? And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. They offered the what? The correct sacrifice unto God. And Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, so immediately, so I cite the scripture, for you to sustain the fire, you must become what? A sacrifice. As you become a sacrifice, the fire of God will continue to be. God will continue to give the fire upon you. Yourself, you don't even know what is pushing you, because a lot of people might not understand what I mean by being a sacrifice. Your totality, everything you are thinking about is how to progress the program of God. The program of God, the gospel, your totality. Somebody is saying in the church, your resources, your finance, your time, you soak it for God. You are busy doing it. You can't do it by your human strength, because you are always in his presence. You may be in the church here, be coming to church every day and not being in fellowship with him. When you are in his presence, having fellowship daily, there is a fire. That is what? That his presence is sponsoring to your life. That fire will keep you. That fire will keep you untouchable. That fire will enable you whatsoever the Lord has committed into your hand, you'll be able to fulfill it. People will see your life. Those five things that I shared, sharing the gospel, having strong desire to live righteously, being bold to proclaim your faith and your life, it will be automatic. It will be automatic. That is why you need in this program, one thing that I am persuaded of is that the fire will fall. Even this evening, the fire will fall. But what must you do to sustain it? What must you do to sustain it? What must you do to sustain it? Remain a sacrifice. And as you remain a sacrifice, I've told you what to do. Don't talk, don't think about yourself. That is seeking the kingdom of God first. Everything you are doing is about to progress his ministry. It's about to progress his work. Evangelism, you are there. Your resources, you are committing it. Somebody is sick on visitation. Everything you are doing is about the kingdom. You lay your own aside. I'm telling you, even if they fire the arrow, some of you, they say you eat in the dream and you are having ulcer. It's because you are not on fire. It's because you are not on fire. If you are on fire, I'm telling you, you will eat and you'll be, your body will be radiating. As you give it to this little exhortation on how to contact fire and sustain the fire, the Lord will release the fire upon you and your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise to your feet. Bow down. Bow down and begin to talk to the Lord, because the fire will fall. The fire to remain unstoppable. The fire to continue in his presence.
Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. God bless you. Be seated for a few minutes before we come and eat. The only way you can sustain the fire is by what? You yourself remaining a sacrifice. That is the capping of the message. Let's appreciate God for that powerful message. The only way you can sustain the fire, if that is all you live here with today, you have been blessed, is by you yourself remaining a sacrifice. And don't forget that the sacrifice must be without blemish. The sacrifice must be without blemish. What has made, like Brother Sam said in his message, what has extinguished the fire in the lives of many of us is sin. Sin in one form or the other has extinguished the fire in our lives. I pray that through this empowerment period, the Lord will rekindle that fire in the name of Jesus. The fire of David was brought down when David met with Bathsheba. When he forsook the way of the Lord and decided to give in to the lust of the flesh, the fire of David was quenched. What about Samson? When Samson decided not to follow the righteous path of God, you know, Samson did not fall on the laps of Delilah. He fell before meeting Delilah. I don't even understand what I'm saying. It was not on the laps of Delilah that Samson fell. That one, he fell yakata, as we say in Nigeria. But when he chose to start living contrary to the will of God, he fell already. When he started, you know, going away from the pathway of righteousness, Samson fell. May everyone that has gone out of the way of righteousness be restored through this period in Jesus' name. And even if you have eaten in the dream and it's manifesting anyway, sometimes we face demonic attacks, not because we are not on fire. But God will give you a greater fire to consume those attacks in the name of Jesus. So let nobody, if you know you are really a sacrifice already to God, and it's as if that you are having attacks here and there, so that you will not feel discouraged. That is my fire, strange fire. Your fire is not a strange fire. All things work together for good. It says, even if we pass through the fire, it will not burn us. That is the assurance we have. And no matter what we go through as Christians, it will not overcome us because of who we belong to. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody, as you take the communion this night, your fire shall burn more and more in the name of Jesus. Any fire that has gone down in your life shall be rekindled this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Any fire that the enemies have extinguished shall be rekindled today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can see how the Lord is leading us in this empowerment. It's as if every preacher that comes to exhort us comes from a unique dimension. Now you can see empowerment by fire. Somebody say after me, I swallow fire. Now let's come to the Lord's table. Be on your feet.